Really great. What was that song about?
It's actually a serious song, which doesn't happen often.
Yeah.
It's about materialism and how like I love all my stuff and how we love all our stuff and like we're not ashamed to admit it. And I guess that's how life is. Like no matter how people say like I'm not materialistic, but you really are. And just own up to it, you guys. Own up to it. Your crap embrace owns it. You. I don't care. My jeans own me. So
I like
what?
It, actually.
Exactly. It's kind of nice.
I like the message. I support that.
Exactly. See?
Yay, materialism.
Yeah, even if you're not, you still like things. Like, people are, all into music. You like your records.
And there's kind of no way out of it, really.
Exactly. No
you
way.
You can't just stop.
Unless you live an aesthetic life, like St. Francis of Assisi or something.
Yeah,
but I mean, we all know how common that is.
Yeah. I bet he even liked a candy bar or something.
I like how many religious references we have.
There are no religious references.
I really don't like to have my voice on there, so I just try to talk as quiet as possible.
I'll just turn the volume up until I can hear you whisper.
Thanks.
Jackie's sometimes kind of shy. I don't know if you know.
Is anyone
listening?
Knows
I don't know
that.
If you know.
Yeah.
I'm just all talk.
Jacqueline's the drummer of Studio Fix.
Please don't judge the shaking skills with the drumming.
I tried to get these guys to bring their drums, but I guess it was too much to carry.
Yeah.
We couldn't work something out that wouldn't sound like weird.
Yeah.
With like the snare or something.
Snare.
I don't know. I think we would come off too girly if we did that.
Yeah,
you know
like
I mean?
We didn't
like,
just come off like really girly.
I'm actually never mind.
Now, when you guys started playing, you didn't. None of you played at all. Is that correct?
I was the only one that played the guitar poorly, and then.
Yeah, you just handed me a bass.
Yeah, I said, hey, Jenna, here's the bass guitar. And then I said, we have practice on Friday, which was 2 days away.
She's
and I was
like, could you learn to play this?
Just, mess around with it. And
my little brother had a drum set, and I only knew, one beat, or four beat, and pretty much just...
I called Jacqueline one day.
Taught myself from there.
Yeah. I said, hey, Jacqueline, you're in the band. As if she auditioned or something.
Yeah.
And that
it's
was
all nepotism.
That, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
we pretty much didn't know anything.
But
we still don't. But
yeah. But we fake it real well, I think.
I think so too.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Well, there's this idea. Some of my punk friend experts have told me that that punk is all about not actually being able to play your instruments.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I don't know. But are you guys consider yourselves a punk band?
I don't think that at all.
No.
But
no,
if you guys do, that's cool, I guess, but we don't.
I guess punk bands don't usually write songs about how cool possessions are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're all gutter punks living on the streets and whatnot.
Yeah, they write about, Bush.
Exactly.
I don't mean,
Jenna.
Just sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Are you guys Republicans?
No.
Maybe.
Bush Cheney. Six.
So how? Oh, did you bring any tapes from the early days?
Not early.
We don't have anything by the from the early days because, like the Studio Fix early days
because
we had no way to record ourselves until one day Jenna was on campus and got a free tape recorder.
Oh yeah, huh?
And we have a tape of like our early practices where I'm like,
which
terribly
you're like from
a
year ago,
many mess ups.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that, I don't know.
I don't think anyone wants to.
Yeah, explain it. What's this tape? What's this on the tape?
Oh, one day Jenna got a tape recorder from.
There's a sale
campus.
On campus. That wasn't actually a sale. But
and then like we just put a tape in and was like, let's record our rehearsal. Yeah.
How long ago was it?
Like a year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
8 months.
8 months. Yeah.
Is it full of like mistakes and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
It's in my bag.
Do we do Dennis's? Oh, Dennis Shin asked me to give him a shout out. So shout out to
Dennis.
Shin. But is his song on it?
Hurricane? Yeah, Hurricane. Dennis Shin is on that tape. It just has to be queued up though.
Shoot.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. I think it's queued up for Panicking though. Right there. But if you want, we can find that.
Okay.
Just like a jam.
Listeners, it'll take us a few minutes to queue up the tape. So in the meantime, why don't we put in a CD of some Studio Fix music?
Ooh. Okay. Yeah, what song do you do?
Ooh.
And actually, while you're doing that, maybe our additional three guests could introduce themselves, starting with the girl who has the microphone.
We brought our friends. They were supposed to clap, but they didn't.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to make a big sign that says applause. Right?
Yeah, laughter.
Disgust.
Booze.
Throw up.
Disdain. Now. Oh, where's my banana? One time when I was a little kid, I almost got run over by a car.
I almost got run over by a car twice in the, like,
twice?
Last 2 weeks. Twice.
Okay, I was on my bike, and I was, like, probably 8 years old or something, and I was riding down the street, and I stopped really quickly because a car was pulling out of its driveway, and so I stopped, and, like, I almost hit it, and the guy just, like, leans out of the window, and he's like, oops, sorry, almost forgot my banana. As though it was supposed to mean something to me.
Why did he say sorry to you?
I don't know.
That was my first question.
Yeah, I don't. It was really his fault for pulling out of the driveway. I mean,
clearly,
he saw me coming.
That's an awkward situation.
What's about his banana, though?
I don't know exactly.
Do you think he was? What?
Do you think that was an innuendo?
Yes.
Was he apologizing for being just too driven by his testosterone or something?
Driven or drunk.
Maybe that's why
you
put it
in. Yeah.
I have a whole list of questions for you guys, which I haven't even looked at yet.
Why?
That's
going to
be
awful. People are wondering why I just said that.
A bottle of wine just dropped off a countertop. That is why
we're
all shocked.
Or do you?
Let's see. Danceable. Oh, danceable. Now, is it? I don't know what that. That's some sort of question, I guess. Your music is danceable.
Yes, it is danceable. Yeah. I think we wanted to be danceable because. When you were playing, I don't know how many people have experienced this, but like playing a show and watching people stare at you and not dance is kind of awkward and uncomfortable. And we like danceable music; it's fun.
Yeah, totally.
we're not like dance rock or anything.
Oh, we're not like
like rockabilly.
It's just you can move to it. It's not
too bad. Too bad. I apologize to everyone that we're not punk dance. Is that the
dance
new
punk?
Dance
yeah.
punk. Is that the new genre?
The whole '80s.
That is kind of cool. I like
too, but I'm sorry we're not that. But yeah, I guess we're danceable.
Yeah, I'd say we're like
you can move your body.
Totally danceable. Yeah.
No, I saw your show. Everybody was just totally going crazy.
Oh, they were definitely drunk, which was awesome.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't. I had nothing to drink that night.
Oh, sure.
That wasn't really beer. You saw me drinking.
It was Zima.
It's no duels.
So, green microphone girl, what is your name? Say it into the microphone.
Come on, everybody's doing it.
No,
you can make up a fake name if you want.
Oh, I just gave it away.
Boots McGee. She's the genius behind the studio.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And the drummer's sister.
and the other two girls' best friends.
Yes.
But yeah, she helps us out a lot. Like she's a diva singing wise, yeah. And she helps me out with all the vocals. And she also helps out with production, like when we record.
She pretty much has like the best ear ever.
Exactly. Yeah. And
like if something's wrong,
if it doesn't fly, if it doesn't fly with her, it's a no go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That song sucks. Let me throw it out.
Yeah.
She's the judge. And she's like the Simon
Cowell.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
She's definitely
exactly.
Our Simon Cowell.
Oh, I'm American Idol. I wish I was Bo Bice. I just had to say that. I wanted to say that on radio. No, he's just funny.
I was trying to think of like one of the other winners because
you
I
can't
really
think after
Kelly
Clarkson, nobody knows.
Oh, like Clay didn't win.
Oh no, Clay didn't win.
Fantasia. She's illiterate. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, she's illiterate. She cannot read or write. She jumped and she won. And after she won, she told everybody and they were like, what?
I fooled
So you can sign your contract?
Okay, good job. Wait. The Studio Fix, we don't really support anything, but we do support literacy.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we support. So that really kind of makes me sad that Fantasia can't read or write.
Yeah, that she didn't even please us that much, you know?
Why?
Oh my God, why?
You just said God again.
I'm obsessed with
him. I'm glad my sister's your mic slave.
She's more than that.
That's terrible to say, Jennifer. Wait, the other ones haven't introduced themselves.
We brought Magical Michael, and Jovi along, too, because they're our friends. And
yeah, you guys should talk.
And Jovi's been going to shows since the first show.
Where was our first show?
At Brian from Signal Hill at his house in Los Angeles.
No, I knew you when you were there.
Who was that?
And she knows us when we were another shameful band that we don't talk about.
You were another band before?
Yeah. Dang it, Jovi. We played, like... bad alternative music in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say more poppy.
Oh, come on. Okay, pop alternative music
Mr.
in high school.
Everything? Come on.
Oh, come on. I don't want to talk about that.
Poppy.
But yeah, we just played terrible music, but our justification is everybody has to start from somewhere. Is that our argument?
Yes. Definitely.
That's what we're going to go with.
From pop.
We still play pop, I think.
Yes, I do too.
What were the names of the songs that band played?
Oh God,
Mr. Everything,
Purple Skittles,
Purple Skittles.
I just wanted to say that.
Didn't we have one about my leaves?
Oh, Say Goodbye.
Turning Green. What was that one? Oh, Say Goodbye.
Say Goodbye was on. I don't really want to remember any of them.
Actually, I'd like you guys to play one of your old songs.
I don't think
I remember any of them. Honest.
I
honest.
Really? Honest to God.
Yeah. Because it's been, like, 2.5 years.
Since we ever played
one. Yeah.
And recently, somebody started a MySpace because they got their hands on one of our old CDs.
And we were really embarrassed about it.
And I actually was going to bring one of our old CDs, but I remembered in the car. So
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
And plus, Tyler stole it, and he hasn't given it back to me yet. That a-hole.
You can say asshole on Kill Radio.
I don't say that.
Asshole!
That is so fucked up.
Can we say that?
Definitely.
Yes.
We're uncensored radio. You can say anything.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
Wow.
Can we say, like, cock?
Hi, Mom.
Pornography. Say, like,
vagina?
Actually, now that you mentioned that word.
What, vagina?
No, the other word.
Oh.
Cock? Chickens?
Yeah. I understand you guys are looking for an attractive white male new bassist.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Jenna's
out of the band.
Jenna, we forgot to run it by you.
No,
guys.
Jenna is the male bassist.
You weren't supposed to tell a secret on the air.
I'm sorry, Jenna.
Sorry,
it's
we
okay.
just got carried away.
I'm going to play something. Hold on.
It's Mom. You know why Nona...
Let's sue Ira.
Hi, Jenna. It's Mom. You know Winona says, you know how heavy she is? Dad says she eats small children for lunch.
Thanks, Mom.
Bye.
Nice talking to you.
I'm glad that was played on radio.
Me too.
Tattoos and you got your fucking shirt on. Get back from the back seat of your car. Jump to back.